Up next, aliens. Well, we don't know if there are any aliens on Zarmina's world, but there might be some right here in the U.S. soil. And their mission is to eat your food and sleep in your home. And their weapon, smelliness. I'm talking about the brown marmorated stink bug, an invasive species from Asia. And move over, bed bugs. There's a new pest in town, at least if you live in the eastern United States. The stink bug population has been exploding this year. But why? And what should we do about it? Well, what can we do about it? Here to tell us more is Tracy Leske, research entomologist at the USDA's Appalachian Fruit Research Station in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you. Thanks, Ira.
Wow. Why do we why are we seeing all these stink bugs showing up?
Well, I think you sort of touched on this in that this is an invasive species. It is native to Asia, Japan, China, Korea, and Taiwan. And it was actually accidentally introduced into the United States probably somewhere in the 1990s around the Allentown region of Pennsylvania. And so this particular insect, because it is an invasive, it has no native natural enemies per se. It has no natural enemies that are really very effective at controlling populations of this insect.
And what kind of damage do these stink bugs do?
Well, originally, when the populations were first detected, really most of the injury and most of the detections were made on things like shade trees, like white ash or empress trees, polonia. This year, what we've seen and throughout the season is injury on tree fruit, particularly the stone fruit, peaches, and nectarines, as well as apples, Asian pears, European pear cultivars. It's extended into tomatoes and peppers, the veggies, even field corn and sweet corn, as well as soybeans have been affected this year.
And so why, if they're having so much fun out there in the orchards and the veggies, why are they now finding their way into our homes?
Well, part of their natural behavior is to leave their host plants and move to overwintering sites. And so for a stink bug, or for a brown marmorated stink bug, I should say, your home is actually an ideal spot. Of course, they overwinter in probably more naturalized habitats under rocky areas and things like that, leaf litter, that sort of thing. But certainly homes are also on the list for them.
We're talking about stink bugs for the rest of the hour on Science Friday from NPR. I'm Ira Flato talking with Tracy Leske. You seem to put this marmorated stink bug apart from the other stink bugs. Is that because they're not a nuisance to us?
Right. We do have about 200 native stink bug species in North America, and certainly some of these species are crop pests, but they do have natural enemies, and certainly their populations have never been to the degree that we've seen with this invasive species.
And do we know why suddenly it's become, you know, a problem?
Well, we do know that we have observed increasing populations annually since first detection in this region of central Maryland and eastern West Virginia. And so in late 2009, they were causing injury in tree fruit, and we also knew there was a very large population going into overwintering.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, coupled with the fact they have no natural, really effective natural enemies, they have a broad host range, and we also know they produced two generations this year within the region. It just, all of the factors were there to lead to this very large population that we're dealing with now.
Is there anything we can do?
In terms of
keeping them out of your home.
there are two things that homeowners can do right now that I think are good and safe recommendations. One is to try to seal up any obvious cracks and crevices. They definitely have a natural tendency to walk up, and so they will collect in sort of high points on your house. So if you have sort of any cracks or crevices, just use caulk and that sort of thing. If they enter your home, we've been recommending to people to really just use a vacuum cleaner to vacuum them up and then dispose of that bag, because they are obviously pretty smelly.
Do they emit the stink of when you attack them, or is this just something that they have a natural body odor?
Yes, they actually emit that odor when you sort of prod or provoke them. It's basically a defense against birds, reptiles, amphibians, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. And you're not telling people to go out and buy a can of insecticide and kill these bugs?
No, and really, even if they did and followed all the label precautions and that sort of thing, it's really not that effective because the bugs will continue to move toward their home. So they may spray one day, but the bugs will just come back. So it's better to just try to, seal those crevices and vacuum them if they do get in.
Will spiders or ants eat their eggs, or do they have any natural predators that might do those kinds of things?
They do to some degree. We have observed things like praying mantids just feasting on them. Some spiders, toads, some birds do eat them. But certainly it's not making much of a dent in the population.
Mm. So if it's not bed bugs, it's stink bugs.
Apparently so.
Yeah. Which would be your choice?
Oh, I'll take the stink bugs.
There you go.
They're not going to suck my blood.
Let me ask you about, you're the head of the Brown Marmorated Stink Bug Working Group. What is that?
Well, I am a co-chair with George Hamilton at Rutgers, who did some of the very good early work. And so what we did was to bring together researchers from land-grant institutions and, of course, the Agricultural Research Service of USDA. And we have come together to sort of prioritize the research objectives that we really need to approach as a group, and also just sort of keeping each other on the same page in terms of what's going on in the field and the nuisance aspects of everybody's programs so that we can coordinate and collaborate more effectively.
Well, you've got the spotlight shining on you folks now. So good luck to you. Thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you, Ira.
You're welcome. Tracy Leske is a research entomologist at the USDA's Appalachian Fruit Research Station. That's in Kearneysville, West Virginia. That's about all the time we have for this hour. Our program is produced by senior producer Annette Heist. Christopher Talat is our producer. Charles Berquist, our director. Flora Lichtman, our multimedia editor. Leshu Bayak, our Spanish language producer. Our science and arts producers, Catherine Wells. Neil Rausch is our technical director at the controls here in New York. Anna Rothschild is our intern. If you missed any part of the program, you can go over to our website at sciencefriday.com or go to iTunes and download a podcast. We have an audio and video podcast. You can also take us along on your iPhone. Download our iPhone app for instant access to Science Friday. I am Ira Flatow in New York.